Hello world, my name is Ton Lee and I am your host. Each week, I send out a front-end coding challenge that can be solved with just one line of JavaScript code. The following week, I go over the problem, solution, and explanation. If you think you're a coding ninja, come test your coding chops. Last week, this one-liner front-end challenge was presented. In the HTML code, there is an input tag with an ID attribute of PW and a type attribute of password. There is also a button tag with an ID attribute of SB and a text content of submit. Level easy. When the submit button is clicked, log to the console the length of the password that has been entered into the input. Do this in only one line of JavaScript code. Level medium. When the submit button is clicked, also change the outline color of the button to blue. Again, do this in only one line of JavaScript code. Level hard. When the submit button is clicked, if the password length is less than 5 characters, change the outline color of the input to red. Otherwise, change it to green. Of course, do this in only one line of JavaScript code. After this short commercial break, I will go over the solution and explanation. Please stay tuned. For level easy, the solution is
sb.onclick equals parentheses fat arrow console.log parentheses pw dot value dot length.
Let's break it down the way the JavaScript engine executes it. First, let's analyze
sb.onclick.
SB is the ID of the submit button. In JavaScript, SB becomes a global variable that directly references the button element. As such, we can set the onclick attribute of the button by calling .onclick. Second, let's analyze
equal parentheses fat arrow.
Onclick needs to be set to a function so that it can be called at a later time. In other words, onclick is an event handler, and the function is a callback. Whenever the button is clicked by the user, the event handler will execute the callback. To write this callback function in only one line, we use an arrow function expression. Third, let's analyze
console.log parentheses.
Now, inside this callback function, we can use the console API to log the number of characters in the password by calling its .log method. Finally, let's analyze
pw.value.link.
PW is the ID of the password input. Like SB, PW becomes a global JavaScript variable that directly references the input element. As such, we can get the value attribute of the input by calling .value. This returns the password as a string that was entered. And as a string, we can get the number of characters by calling .length. For level medium, the solution is
sb.addEventListener parentheses quotes click comma parentheses that arrow sb.style dot outline color equal quotes blue.
Let's break this down as well, the way the JavaScript engine executes it. First, let's analyze
sb.addEventListener parentheses.
Again, sb is a global variable that references the button element. As such, we can add any event listener to the button by calling the addEventListener method. You may be thinking, why not simply use the onClick attribute like before? Unfortunately, if we use onClick again, this new event handler will replace the previous one and therefore will not work anymore. But by using the addEventListener method, as the name implies, we can add as many event listeners as we want that behave just like the onClick handler. Second, let's analyze
quotes click.
The addEventListener method expects two parameters. The first parameter it expects is the name of the event it should listen for. Here, we want it to listen for the click event. This makes it behave just like the onClick event handler. Finally, let's analyze
comma parentheses that arrow sb dot style dot outline color equal quotes blue.
The second parameter that the addEventListener method expects is the callback function. Again, this function will be called whenever the listener hears the click event. To write this function in only one line, we write it as an arrow function expression. Inside this arrow function, we can change the outline color of the button to blue. To do this, we can call the style attribute of the button. This will allow us to set any inline CSS properties. The only thing to keep in mind is that CSS property names are hyphenated, but as JavaScript variable names, they become camel case. Here, we want to set the outline color property to blue. for level hard, the solution is
sb.addEventListener (parentheses, quotes, click, comma, parentheses, fat arrow, pw.style.outlineColor equal pw.value.length less than 5 question mark quotes red colon quotes green.
Again, let's break it down the way JavaScript executes it. First, let's analyze
sb.addEventListener (parentheses, quotes, click).
Like before, sb is a global variable that references the button element. And like before, we add a click event listener by calling the add event listener method and passing it the string click as the first parameter. Lastly, let's analyze
comma parentheses fat arrow pw.style.outlineColor equal pw.value.length less than 5 question mark quotes red colon quotes green.
Again, like before, the add event listener method expects a callback function for its second parameter. To write it in only one line, we use an arrow function. The problem tells us to make the outline color red if the password length is less than 5, but if it's 5 or greater, make the outline color green. Therefore, inside the arrow function, we can easily write these two conditions in only one line using a ternary operator. Let's analyze the ternary operation.
pw.value.length less than 5 question mark quotes red colon quotes green.
As we have discussed, pw.value.length returns the number of characters in the password. By using the less than operator, question mark operator, and colon operator, if the length is less than 5, it will return red. Otherwise, it will return green. Finally, we set this color return to
pw.style.outlineColor,
which, like we already discussed, changes the outline color of the input. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something new today. By the way, in the show notes, there are links to the CodePen with all the problems and all the solutions, as well as a YouTube recording of this episode. For this week, your one-liner front-end challenge is this. In the HTML code, there is an input tag with an ID attribute of PW and a type attribute of password. There is also a button tag with an ID attribute of SB and a text content of submit. Level hard. When the submit button is clicked, if the password contains a digit, change the outline color of the input to green. Otherwise, change it to red. Do this in only one line of JavaScript code. You may use regular expressions. Level extreme. Do it in only one line of JavaScript code, but without using regular expressions. If you know a clever solution to this challenge, please call in and leave a voice message to share your technical knowledge. And if you can think of a great one-liner front-end challenge to recommend for this show, please let me know also, and I might air it to benefit your fellow coders. Lastly, if you find the show helpful, please leave a positive review to help increase its search visibility. Thanks so much.